India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hello, all the lovely people of India Forums. I am sure you are eagerly waiting for this interview. This is your host Kirti, and today we have someone who has wowed his fans with the superb skill of the portrayal of Sagar Pratap Singh in Banu Main Teri Dhulan. His portrayal of a mentally challenged person has made an impression on all the viewers, and when he speaks, many of us turn into blushing queens. This handsome man sparked the screen with the beautiful chemistry of Sagar and Vidya Jodi, and his fans are eagerly waiting his recovery on the serial. Yes, the one and only talented actor Sharad Malhotra is here today on India Forums, ready to make us blush again. Hello Sharad, welcome to India Forums once again.
Hi Kirti.
For those of you who has missed the VD special, Sharad and Divyanka, they were the first Valentine couple. So Sharad, have you visited our site now?
I have. I think it's a great site. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there's like so much information on this site, so much useful information, not like any other site, you know. Uh-huh. And I think it's great for people like us, you know, who are like net savvy. Mm-hmm. I think it's great because there's so much stuff you actually get to know.
Uh-huh.
There's so much stuff you want to know. So I think it's a great site for television, and I think it's in a way it's doing great, and I hope that we'll probably get to know more stuff about us, and I hope that you guys even get to know more stuff about us. So yeah.
Oh wow, thanks Sharad. I mean, all your fans are like eagerly, you know, they were asking me, has Sharad visited the site? So I thought, let me just ask you.
I have.
Okay, yeah. So you have read their post, I mean, their debates,
I think they're like simply amazing. At times, you know, I mean, I feel so lucky that I have such amazing, comments about me, and there are people who obviously don't like me much too, but I think it's okay. I think it's fair enough. You don't expect everyone to like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I think most importantly, you need people to criticize you also.
Yeah.
So I think in a way it's very nice that you have such lovely things written about you all the time.
No,
most
that's
of,
really
most,
nice.
most of the time. And thanks to them, I think I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a nice big hug to all the girls.
Okay. Well, you have lovely messages lined up by all your fans here.
Hmm.
So let's start this interview with a message by Sharad's fan. Let's hear what Rims has to say. She says, "Hi Sharad, I'm Reema and I'm a huge fan of yours. In fact, you are my favorite TV actor. I think you played the role of the mentally challenged Sagar amazingly naturally. I know it must have been tough for you when you were compared with Varun Badola's portrayal of a similar character in Koshish, but you have risen above all that and carved your own niche. You don't try to copy anyone but have your own style. Your energy lights up the screen, but now I'm dying to see the real you in the serial. The two moments where you've acted as the normal Sagar, all I can say is, oh my god, you're cute and sexy at the same time."
Wow, I really love this. Carry on to this, go on.
Another thing I would like to add is that you and Vidya are my SRK Kajol of television. I have never seen so much chemistry between a lead pair on television as much I've witnessed in your scenes. I can't wait to see the romantic scenes when you're better. In fact, this is what everyone wants to see. I'm sure you two will set the screen alight together. Just want to wish you all the best in the future, and may all your wishes come true, especially the ones where you dreamt of collecting an award with your mother on stage. God bless.
Oh, wow. She knows a lot about me.
She really knows a lot about you. That was
so
huge
sweet.
And long.
The sweetest message I think I've gotten late. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. God bless. God bless. They're very sweet.
Mm-hmm. So your and Vidya Jodi has been compared to Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol. I mean, that is really sweet.
I'm totally speechless at the moment because undoubtedly I think people know I love Shah Rukh Khan for what he does, you know, on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his energy level is simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being compared to SRK and Kajol, I think I'm totally out of words.
Wow, great.
Thank you so much.
Well, Shahid, Rim says that you play mentally challenged character naturally. Iska kya matlab ho sakta hai?
See, I'll tell you what, I'm slightly demented, you know, in real life. So I guess that really, you know, gives a little push to actually, you know, to probably just perform it like very naturally as people feel it at times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very, it just comes very naturally to me. So I think I'm quite happy about the fact, you know, that I don't need to put in that much of effort.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have to at times, but then most of the times it's very natural. So,
okay.
So Rima, yeah, I guess slightly on the, you know, crack side, so.
Okay. Well, ye to bhi choti si masti. Now let's get little serious. All the members in India Forums wants to know, when is Sagar going to recover? We were hinted it would happen in March, but now it's already April.
I guess for that you have to probably wait for another month or two, because
mm-hmm.
that is what I've been told.
Okay.
Because I think Touchwood, I think the response has been so great so far,
mm-hmm.
that now like especially my creatives are a little scared about the fact, you know, that what after changing, I mean, if things don't click,
mm-hmm.
but I've actually assured them that we'll rock further, and we'll rock all the more. And so now they've, I think, decided to probably get me normal,
okay.
as people say, probably in a month's time or sometime soon, definitely.
No, but I have to commend that you have got a lovely voice. I mean your natural voice is really nice. It's
Thank you so much.
Well, Shahid, I mean, we have seen this in the recent past, that when the makeover is done, usually TRP ratings slide down, as what you said, that your creative fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has happened in Jassi, that was like
exactly,
by far the
exactly.
most popular makeover in the television.
Exactly.
So are you scared or are you like confident? No, the serial's gonna do well.
Initially, I was very scared, but I guess now the kind of response I'm getting from the people,
mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, encourages me to probably work harder. And I think at the moment, I think my confidence level is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope for the best.
Yeah, and because your fans are eagerly waiting for you to recover.
I just hope I don't let them down. That's the only fear I have at the moment, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
now, you know, expectations are so high.
Really,
so I guess that's the only fear I have at the moment.
Okay.
And let's hope things click, and let's hope people love me after I become normal. Because at the moment, I think they are kind of you know, loving the demented side of me,
mm-hmm.
and the abnormal side. But let's hope things click, and let's hope people like that too.
Yeah. So. In fact, this fan of yours, Shravi, she says those brief moments when Sagar pretended to have recovered had us all going crazy with excitement. You are an awesome actor, and your performance keeps getting better day by day. You
Thanks.
Make the character Sagar seem so realistic and someone we can all relate and empathize with. You give your all to every scene, from the game Sagar plays with Mr. India to the emotional scenes with Vidya. I hope you continue entertaining us this way, and you have much success in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please go on. I just love this.
Totally, you've got lovely messages lined up.
I don't want this to end at all. Thank you so much. You certainly made my night, and probably next few days too. So thank you so much. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
This fan of yours, Smart_Nostalgia, he or she says, do you want this transformation to happen, or do you enjoy playing the Kiddish Sagar?
See, I am. I love being around with kids, you know. So I guess at the moment I'm just loving what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I am, to be very honest, I'm actually in two minds, you know, regarding the character I'm going to play later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think at the moment I'm actually enjoying it so much that I mean, honestly, at the moment I want things to go the way they're going. But I guess this is a daily show, and you know, things have to move on.
Things have to move on, exactly.
And I guess this is you know, a total audience medium. You know, this is what the audience wants,
yeah.
And I guess if people want me to change, I guess I have to.
Yeah, because so, I think the freshness is gonna come,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I guess then I think probably I'll have lot of new things I could probably experiment with, you know.
Exactly.
And I think for me it's gonna be like very, very, very challenging and scary at the moment. I mean, at the moment, things are going great, and let's hope, later on also things are fine. And but at the moment, for the moment, I think I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm, I know. I mean, we wish you all the best, and I'm sure it's going to click. I mean, we really want you back as Real Sagar, because I love your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, you said in some since you're saying that Shah Rukh Khan is your favorite actor, what are some qualities in him acting-wise that you really like and that you may also have in common with? Amo wants to know.
I guess I have nothing in common with Shah Rukh Khan. I think he's too great. I don't think he's too good an actor. Mm-hmm. But definitely, there are like a few things I think I would love to, probably just pick up, just put them in my own way and probably just mold them in my own way. I think it's his, earlier I had mentioned, I think his energy level is so high.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing I normally pick up, when I'm normally doing a scene. Any scene it could be,
Okay.
I make sure that the energy level is so high that when somebody's watching it on television, people are just watching the energy and people are actually enjoying the scene, because the scene is very important, And I think his energy and his charisma, his persona on screen, I think it's simply amazing. And a total superstar, in the swimmy words.
Yeah.
And I think, as people say, he's a King Khan. And
King Khan.
he just sells, he sells like probably hotcakes, He's been selling like hotcakes for years. He's just great, I guess.
Do you watch all his movies, isn't it?
Sorry?
Do you watch all his movies?
I do. I think I've probably seen them like a million times. I think my favorite being, I think, Dilwale Duniya Le Jayenge.
Dilwale Duniya, okay.
Yeah, that's undoubtedly. I think that's like the favorite. I think I must have seen like a zillion times,
Mm-hmm.
And and the best part is every time I see the movie, I just fall in love with the movie. I fall in love with the way he's the way he's acted, and it's so magical, it's so beautiful.
I know.
So I think the best part about him is he makes you fall in love with what he's doing.
With what he's doing, exactly.
So I guess that's the best quality about him. Mm-hmm. You look at him and you feel like falling in love with somebody.
Yeah.
So I guess that's very important for any person, who's probably playing could be a lover boy image or something, So I guess it's very important to portray the love emotion, which is very important in our lives, So I guess he does it so beautifully. He makes you fall in love. He just makes you fall in love with anybody for the matter.
Okay.
So it could be a 60-year-old man. It could be a 5-year-old kid. It could be a 25-year-old beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Anybody for the matter.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best part about him. It's beautiful. So.
Okay, now
I can go on
oh, about yeah. I could make that out.
I guess we just cut it out there. I will not bore you guys any further. So.
Yeah. Well, Shravi wants to know, was it tough in the beginning to play a mentally challenged person or... Okay.
It was a nightmare, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
When I started off, I was very jittery, very, very scared, very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Had no clue what I had to do. As I mentioned earlier, I'm slightly on the crack side, I'm a little demented, so I guess it was very natural for me to just, give those expressions and just jump around the place and laugh the way I do, because I have people copying my laugh. At times, it's nice, but it gets a little nasty when people just start copying you at times, and they start laughing the way you do, they start shaking their heads, the way you do, and it gets a little nasty at times, but it's sweet in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. You feel nice that people are appreciating your work.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's really nice. It's a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think initially I was a little scared about the fact, what I should do with the character and how to shape it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess things just worked out and just clicked somehow.
But you're a big hit with kids. I mean, kids also watch this series.
I think very lucky to get lucky with kids. I guess the best part of the show is it's for the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, our main target is for the kids.
Okay.
So I guess it's very important to entertain kids, because kids love, that must-see, the fun, you know, when they get to see, when they probably get to see me jumping on screen and, you know, laughing and cracking jokes and making those funny faces.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what that's what kids like, and I think it's so amazing that, you know, you have kids loving you for what you're doing.
I know. I mean, at the same time, like, even the women are falling for your character. Kids are, because they love the way you
are.
Oh,
I had no clue about this. Because what I'm told is, I think my female fans, the age bracket is 5 to 10 years old, you know. So I was quite disappointed about that.
No. All these girls are not 5 to 10, because in our forum, you have to be above 13 to register.
Oh, wow. That is some consolation. Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, no, this girl, this fan of yours, I mean, she's from London, and her name is Radha Shabnam, and she's 19-year-old.
Radha Shabnam, wow, that's a beautiful name.
And she's 19-year-old.
She's 19 years old,
yes.
Wow, okay, great.
And she says, I'm really thankful that you took some time out from your busy schedule just for your fans on India Forums. I must say that your acting is magnificent, especially the way you portrayed the role of a mentally disabled character. It's just unbelievable. I love the way you dress in the serial as well, especially that sweet blue hat. I think it really suits you.
If I could
describe you in one word, I would choose adorable, because you always remind me of a sweet, cuddly teddy bear. I would love to see you in more than one serial on ZTV, and I would like to wish you good luck for your future and hope to meet you soon in perhaps next year's Zee Carnival.
Sure. I'm sorry I couldn't make it this year. I was busy with work commitments.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely next year I'm going to be there.
Yeah, because Zee Carnival is huge. I mean, like, we have a lot of NRI members. I mean, they just keep talking about Zee Carnival.
I myself, you know, I was feeling so miserable because I had, like, a lot of work pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow couldn't make it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm really sorry for that. And next year definitely I'm going to be there, jumping around and dancing around with you guys. So
yeah,
watch out.
Your fans really want
definitely
want
I
to meet
I would
you.
Love to be with them, definitely.
Okay, now Amu and Cherry want to know, who is your favorite co-stars in Banu Matei Dulhan?
I think there are quite a few. I think they all are so nice, but I guess if I have to pick, I think it would be my eldest sister, I think Sindura.
Okay.
Sindura, I think Vidya,
mm-hmm.
Chinu,
mm-hmm.
My mom, Uma.
Okay.
I guess. A few of them, yeah. I guess probably if I have to pick, I think it'll probably be them.
Okay. Well, Shahid, we've heard some gossip that you and Divyanka are getting to be more than friends. Is there any truth to it? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, like, we've been hearing some gossip that you and Divyanka are getting to be more than friends. Is there any truth to it? And if yes, then all our members will be truly delighted.
I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but then there's no truth to this at all, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's very natural for people to, you know, get this notion that, when a lead pair on television is doing very well.
Yeah, especially guess, a chemistry, something that, you know, everyone just loves it.
Yeah, so I guess it's quite natural, and it's fine with us, I guess, because now we're, like, so used to, you know, like, people coming up and telling me that, okay, so are you, like, are you guys seeing each other or, you know, something. But I guess it's okay, it's totally fine, because I think on television, like, I guess we are doing pretty well as a lead pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I guess when you're doing well as a lead pair, people normally have this tendency to
link
you guys,
especially when you're not married,
and especially when you're single, you know,
and
you're ready to mingle, I guess. So I guess people have this notion, so I guess it's fair enough, it's part of the game.
Okay.
And
glad that you're not offended with it, you know.
Sorry?
I said, it's glad that you're not offended with it.
Absolutely not. See, initially, I used to get a little, you know, I was not very happy with the idea of people coming up and asking me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess I have a total different personal life and I have a total different professional life.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I guess now it's okay. I guess people want to know because you are for the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as actors, I think we should be ready to answer anything, you know, people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I guess it's fair enough. And if something does happen in the future, which I guess there's 0% chance because I guess we are like so busy with our, you know, working schedules that at the moment and the near future, nothing is on. So sorry to disappoint you guys.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Tell us something about yourself, Sharad, that your fans have not read anywhere, exclusively for IF members. Cool Girl 123 wants to know.
Something about more like apart from my professional life.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, I'm a very easygoing guy. I'm a lot into sport. I love swimming. I love playing cricket. I love playing soccer. I love playing billiards. I've been an inter-college, a cricket player.
Oh, wow.
And I have won snooker tournaments in Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Basically, a very sporty person.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't have the time to, you know, indulge myself in sport. Yep. So, all we can do is just, you know, whenever we have time, we get a day off.
No.
The entire unit in cricket or playing soccer or something.
Okay.
You know, like just chilling out. So I think it's more basically I'm a very outdoor person, you know. I love traveling. I love basically from that, yeah. I'm just basically a very easygoing guy.
Wow, so
and I'm a total foodie, as I think I've already mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love eating. I just simply love trying out different, cuisines and, I think more of that.
Rajma chawal is your favorite food.
Rajma chawal is not really my favorite, yeah. I can have it like 24/7 and 365 I can have that.
Okay, so if not an actor, then I'm sure you must be wanting to be a sports player, is it?
I was, I was like majorly into cricket, you know, and my dad also loves cricket, so he was always pushing me hard to play either, you know, for Bengal or probably like go and play. You know, we have the Ranji Trophy.
Uh-huh.
We have these tournaments happening every year. So he was like quite pushy about me, you know, getting into cricket and you know. But I guess you are like, you know, you have no clue. I mean, especially for me now, I'm like so much into, you know, a hardcore believer of destiny that. Mm-hmm. You have no clue where actually life takes you.
So, but
there was this one Face of the Year Kolkata I won in 2001.
Uh-huh.
I was the winner. And from there, everything just changed. You know, there was a total U-turn.
Okay.
And then my cricket took a back seat for some time.
So are you originally from Calcutta?
I am from Calcutta, very much from Calcutta.
Okay, I'm from Calcutta as well.
great.
Okay, that's really
wow.
Nice.
Wow, that's nice.
Okay, so my next question is, if you were in Bollywood, which star would you want to work with? Mr. Salman Khan wants to know.
Undoubtedly, I don't need any options. I think it would be SRK.
SRK. Totally smitten by him, huh?
Totally.
Okay.
He's simply amazing.
What about the actress?
I think there are actually too many of them, and I can't take just one name because I think they'll probably get offended. So,
okay.
I certainly can't hurt somebody, especially like the Bollywood bombshell, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to be nice to all of them.
Yeah.
So, I guess performance-wise, I think Rani Mukherjee would be really nice.
Mm-hmm. Another Bengali girl, huh? Girl from Calcutta.
Bengali. And I think looks-wise, I think it would be Priti Zinta.
Priti Zinta, okay.
Yeah, I think she's nice.
Good enough. Okay, now moving on, there's another long and lovely message by your fan Sony, and she says, "Hi Sharad, your character Sagar as a mentally challenged person has lured hearts from all over the world. Despite being new in the industry and this being your first show, you stood out like sparkling star amongst many. You aren't just any star, your character Sagar and your exceptional portrayal of it have been so realistically and charmingly portrayed to us that have resulted in me and many others watching Banu Main Teri Dhulan without a blink of an eyelid. You always seem to stand out in emotionally wrapped scenes, especially because you convey your feelings with your eyes so naturally. That is truly amazing. Your electrifying chemistry with Divya AK Vidya has also been a delightful treat to watch in Dhulan. Once again, I would like to congratulate you for being able to carry off a very different character of a mentally challenged person and carve your own niche in this already crowded television industry.
Wow. Thank you so much. This leaves me total breathless.
I know.
Thank you so much.
So what is it, Sharad, like now? Right now, you're coming at like 8 o'clock. A lot of the serial, you know, but usually when we see like a big serial that comes at 9:30, you know, that seems to capture more of attention. But somehow, you know, this 8 o'clock serial, I mean, it's quite unusual that, you know, people are really keen into 8 o'clock serial.
I guess we were quite lucky with our time slot, I guess, because as you just said, you know, 8 o'clock normally doesn't have to be you know, like people watching
yeah.
it. But I guess I think that the entire USP of the show is the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the story is like so amazing that I think people just you know, found it so amazing, and they found it so. I mean, it was like, you know, I remember this person telling me once that I happened to see your show. You know, just I was just surfing channels and I happened to see your show,
uh-huh.
and I actually just you know, stuck onto it.
Wow.
And the next day again I saw it and henceforth, you know, the person still watches my show daily, you know. So I guess that's one of the reasons that, you know, people just stick onto it, because I guess the story is so amazing, and, you know, and we have such amazing star cast, and I guess performances are great. So I guess that's probably that you know, could be the reason that you know, show's doing pretty well in such short time. You know, let's hope it should be the number one show very soon.
Yeah.
It was a number one show sometime back.
Okay.
And TRP based.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Like, on the TRP base, like...
On the TRP base, it was the number one show on Z.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it slightly dropped a bit, but I guess it's okay, ups and downs that keep happening all the time.
Yeah, that's okay.
So now we're again expecting it to be the number one probably in the next coming few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I feel, when you have a change of character. Like,
Right. And especially now, we have this massive twist coming up in the show.
Okay.
So, let's hope things work out, and let's hope we gain the number one.
Okay, we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Amma wants to know, is Surili out of the show forever, or will she be back?
I honestly have no clue about this, but I guess what I mean, the normal feedback I get from people is since she was in the show, the TRP kept falling down.
Yeah, because everyone wanted Vidya and Sagar to be together.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the moment she walked out of the house, I guess again, the, you know, like, you have the TRP rising up. So I guess this could be one of the reasons. I think it's probably, let's hope, I mean, they don't get her back as Surili, you know, I mean, as a character.
Mm.
But as for now, I guess she's out of the house. And that's
you never know. I mean, these creative heads, they can put it
show.
Really whenever they want.
it's a daily show. You never know. You know, like
yeah.
as the script demands. You know, you have to keep shuffling things around.
Mm-hmm.
So, as for now, I think she's totally out of the picture.
Okay, so I think all the lovers of Vidya and Sagar, I mean, your fears are at rest.
Yeah. As for now, yeah.
Yeah, Lena wants to know, who is the best actor in the Dulhan serial according to you, apart from you?
Apart from me, okay. I was just about to say that. I guess it would be... actually, all of them are like so nice and they're so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to point one actor such.
That's
but being
diplomatic.
No, I'm not being... But I guess it would be... I guess a couple of them actually, not one person as such.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be, as I said earlier, I think Kamya Sindhura she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I think Divyanka Vidya, she's doing a great job. So I guess, I think I'll go out with these two people, yeah. I think they're quite nice.
Okay.
So I wasn't being diplomatic.
Finally.
Now,
Sharad, let's start off with the rapid fire questions. And these questions are given by our member Tenaz.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it very jaldi, okay?
Jaldi, okay.
Name a character from a movie, TV, movie or a TV serial who corresponds to these biryani.
Biryani. Biryani. Bibasu Basu.
Haj Mula.
From a movie, or it could be from like television also?
Both. Any. Both. Yeah.
Okay, I think it would be Vivek Oberoi.
Chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse. Pretty Zinda.
Cricket bat.
Cricket bat. Shah Rukh Khan.
Lal Mirchi.
Sorry?
Lal Mirchi, red chilies.
Lal Mirchi, I think it would be... quite a few actually. I think would that be
hi Mirchi.
hi Mirchi. I guess would that be, I think Sushmita Sen. You guys are totally getting me bowled out here, totally.
I know, it's quite absurd and weird. Okay, now moving on to the next question. Yeah. What are three of your favorite colors, and do they resemble your personality at all, and if so, how do they symbolize you?
I guess undoubtedly, I think it would be red, black, and white.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Red is for?
Red is because I'm actually kind of, I wouldn't say I'm very short tempered, but then I do get really cheesed off at times.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do get cheesed off, it's really bad.
Okay.
So, I black.
सागर को गुस्सा भी आता है.
गुस्सा भी आता है. और आता है तो फिर बहुत गंदा आता है. So the entire unit cooling me down for some time. Maybe the entire unit is like sitting around me and cooling me off. So
yeah. So do they have to pour cold water or something?
They have to pour cold water. They have to put ice in me. They have to make me sit zombie in, you know, like a total air conditioned room. And
okay.
So it's bad. But it's very rare. You know, I get cheesed off. I get you know.
It happens. Yeah, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
And what about black?
I think black could be, there are a few things probably I would say, like, I would just give it to my darker side, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I do have a darker side, I mean, as people normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess a couple of things which are not too pleasant about me.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I think white would obviously be like, you know, I'm quite cool at times and, I'm pure is not the right word I would probably choose to describe, but then I guess it would be like I'm a very easygoing person. Mm-hmm. So I'm very chilled out, I'm very cool about things.
Yeah, you seem to be absolutely probably chilled out guy, I must tell you that.
Yeah, so I guess I think white would be that. Yeah.
Okay.
very cool, yeah.
Well, Shah, before we say goodbyes, do you have a contact ID where a member can contact you?
Sure, it's Sharad _ Malhotra.
Okay, let's spell it out. It's
Sharad, Sharad, _ Malhotra.
MALOTRA. Okay, at?
09 at yahoo.co.uk.
Okay, so like, do you check your mails regularly?
I do, whenever I have time, I do.
Okay, that's nice.
So, yeah, that's great. I'm expecting some nice, exciting mails.
Oh, I'm sure. Members won't spare you.
I'm expecting some nice, exciting mails and, hopefully sometime soon.
Yeah, so it's Sharad_Malhotra09@yahoo.co.uk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we all say that good things come to an end. So I have saved this message for the end. This girl, Ambu, is a huge fan of yours. And mm-hmm. she says, hi La, Sharad ji, I'm so happy that you're coming again on India Forums. I almost fainted when I heard you're coming here. You have wowed me from day one with your fantastic talent in acting, and you are so good as Sagar. I couldn't imagine anyone else as him. I have no words for your acting skills. The way you portray Sagar is so real that I myself feel the intensity of the scenes. Hats off to you for being able to sit so easily with your behavior, voice and everything as Sagar. I have become a huge fan of yours, and I love the last scene where you pretend to act normal. It was one of the few times we could hear your actual voice, which is so deep and handsome. I agree on that. We all here on India Forums are going crazy thinking about when your recovery will be. Hopefully, jaldi ho jaye. You and Divya share great chemistry on screen, and I love the Sagar Vidya Jodi. It is so pure and innocent and beautiful. Please do come and visit here, as all of Sharad's fans are waiting for you. I was really upset that you didn't get an award for telly. You didn't get a telly award. Really thought you deserved Best Devi Award. But I know you will get many awards to come, as you deserve it. We'll pray for your long success in the future and hope to see you do very well on the screen. Lots of love, Amu.
Thank you so much. I think that's probably been like the sweetest message of the day.
That's our favorite for the last.
So, you surely save the best for the last. I mean, that's so sweet. It's great. I mean, simply, what should I say? I mean, totally lost words. So
I have to tell you, Sharad, I mean, you know, all these girls, they make such beautiful posters, you know, with your and with their picture, with glitters and everything. We call it a signature.
If I could just have a few of them.
I'll in fact ask Amu to mail you in your ID the beautiful signatures that we call it on the forum that they make. I mean, you have to see them. You have to check out their creativity. It's amazing.
Please do that. Something like a total pleasure. Please do that. I'll definitely do that.
Well, Sharad, I'm sure members will be truly delighted to hear your original voice. And I have to say, it's quite appealing in Husky. We wish you all the very best and hope
you keep entertaining us
forever. And thank you so much for coming to India Forum.
God bless all of you guys. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Love you all.
India. Dash. Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.